Parshat Tzav, the 8th Perek, Pasuk Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Bet. The drasha is called sanctity, sacred. V'yikach Moshe et Shemen HaMishcha, and Moshe took the anointed oil and anointed the sanctuary and everything in it and sanctified them. And he sprinkled from it upon the altar 7 times. He anointed the altar and all its vessels and the washstand and its base. And he poured some of the anointed oil upon Aaron's head and he anointed him to sanctify him. So the Shemen HaMishcha is poured on the Mishkan. It's poured on the Kelim. It's poured on the Mizbeach. And then finally, it's poured upon Aaron's head. And this gives all of them Kedusha. Vayekadesh otam. So it seems to be, we have to clarify, I could understand you take an inanimate object, you take a structure, you take a kli, a utensil, you take a mizbeach, it's inanimate, and you, by you pouring the Shemen HaMishcha on top of it, following Kadosh Baruch Hu's command, you've given it a kedusha, meaning you set it aside to be used for something holy. But Aaron and later his children, they are human beings. They're not inanimate. So, I mean, sometimes they're dealing with Kedusha, sometimes they're not dealing with Kedusha. It depends upon the circumstances, the Avoda or not the Avoda. And yet, the Torah says that the Kedusha of by the Shemen HaMishcha, that oil, accomplishes the same thing for the inanimate object, the Mishkan and its Kelim, with the human being, the Kohanim. I'd like to deal with something that the Rav speaks about for a second, for a while, and perhaps we could tie it in to the understanding of the Shemen HaMishcha in our Psukim. So it appears in Mesorah Tarav, and the sources, the Shurim of the Rav on Kritut. The Rav points out that there's a Mishnah in Shavuos, Daf Yudalad Amar Aleph, that speaks about giving a Kedusha to the Beit HaMikdash. And it gives a whole list of things that have to be done. Yet he writes, the Rav, notably missing from this list is the Shemen HaMishcha. And that is an essential component in the Mishkan. Why is it missing in the Beit HaMikdash? And the Rav writes, so beautifully so, that there's a major distinction between the sanctification procedure for the Mishkan in the desert and that of the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. For their respective Kedushot are very different from one another. The sanctity of the Beit HaMikdash can be described as Kedushat HaMakom, sanctity of its location. That's where is the Beit HaMikdash? In Har HaBayit. Its Kedusha is defined by the particular place where the Beit HaMikdash stood and not by the physical structure. But the Mishkan sanctity, on the other hand, is Kedushat HaGuf, the structure itself. Not the place where it stood. The Mishkan is Vayisu Vayachnu. They picked it up. They broke camp. They went to a different place. The place is not relevant. There was no sanctity to those geographical locations. And therefore he writes that the Shemen HaMishcha was never used to generate Kedushat Makom, but only to provide Kedushat HaGuf. And I think perhaps we understand this in terms of the Kohanim too. We're saying to the Kohanim that basically you're getting not Kedushat HaMakom, but Kedushat HaGuf. Albeit that your Kedusha dictates itself in your service within the Mishkan, or the Beit HaMikdash, but we want you to understand that your sanctity relates to you in total. And therefore, the psukim here require Shemen HaMishcha even on Aaron HaKohen. We have a very interesting thing of Talmidim that come to Eretz Yisrael to learn. And Talmidim, Mamash die and grow and change totally. Spending a few years that they're spending in Eretz Yisrael, they Mamish have acquired a Kedushat HaGuf. They're really serious B'nai Torah. And they're going back, many of them, or most of them, going back to Chutz Laretz for the rest of their lives, for a year, two, three, whatever it might be. And they want to know how to continue and to continue to grow in the Torah Yishramayim. And I say to them that must be with a feeling also of finding Kedushat HaMakom. You have Kedushat HaGuf, but without having a Beit HaMidrash environment, you're missing Kedushat HaMakom. And I think that your personal Kedusha, Kedushat HaGuf, cannot survive without Kedushat HaMakom. And they will say, you know, we're going to college, I'll get up early, I'll Skype with the Chavrusa that I have in Eretz Yisrael, I'll go to Torah online, FaceTime, Skype, whatever it might be. And the truth is, it's not a viable, enduring, and realistic choice, a realistic option. We call it Har Habayit, the mountain upon which the Beit HaMikdash is found. There's a place. How much time you do spend with your Kedushat HaGuf and in the Kedushat HaMakom depends upon circumstances, but you must be anchored to it. So there is in our psukim, Shemen HaMishcha on the Mishkan, on the Kelim, on the Mizbeach, and also on the Kohen himself, Aaron HaKohen. Realize that to keep your Kedushat HaGuf, you also need Kedushat HaMakom.